Lecture topic, how to obtain nafsi mutmainna.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This road to Allah Ta'ala, two things is wanted at all times. One is to be sadiq, you must be true. You must be, and secondly, you must be sincere. Sincerity and sadiq is two things. You must be true at heart. You must be true. If you haven't got these two things in you, then you're not a true sadiq. Sincerity is so important. Mahazrat in one majlis says that a person, when he's sincere and he's true, then he's got nafsa mutmainna in him. Nafsa mutmainna. Nafsa mutmainna, when a person gets that in him, so what does he want thereafter? Ya ayyatuhan nafsu mutmainna. So the most important thing, he says, that when a person's aqidah is correct, his aqidah must be correct. With his aqidah, he has true at heart, very sincere, then he's got mutmainna with him all the time. Mutmainna with him all the time. There's no more lawamana, nothing at all. A true mu'min, the time, when the time he is passing away, that kind of person who's got this nafsa mutmainna in him, when he begins to pass away, he has the knowledge that he passed on the iman. He has the knowledge that Mahazrat is saying, I'm not saying, I'm just saying what he said. And it makes so much of sense. But once the person got this in his heart, that his God is true at heart and got nafsa mutmainna, then it's obvious that the time he is passing away, he has the knowledge that he is passing away with iman. And that too, perfect iman. That was perfect iman. One is iman, but passing away with perfect iman. He has the knowledge of that. Why? Because he knows that, yeah, the moment the person passes that kind of iman, the farishta is actually inviting him. That, ya ayatuhan nafsu mutmainna turji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyah, which we read at a time when people pass away, it's not that. This is something else. When your iman is of that kind, when you fought yourself all the time, then you are true and sincere. So when you have that mutmainna in you all the time, so in the time of death, when the angels come to you, what are they telling you? So you know exactly that you have passed away iman. So how important it is that you know that nafsa mutmainna, you know. Nafsa mutmainna, which is important. And once it is that, in other words, says return to your Rabb, just as you are returning in the world. What does he mean by that? Return to your Rabb as you are returning to your in the world. In other words, this much. Now you must start from this. Parking, you know, the Fortuners and all the Gosh Fortuners there. They think they got big cars, but they can park it anywhere they want to. Whereas, you know, it's so important that you never give tafreel to anyone. Don't give tafreel to anyone. ND750443, the Fortuner. Please remove the car. So when the angels say, they say, return to your Rabb, just as you return to Rabb in the world. Now, what's the meaning of that? That first, when you return to the world, the meaning of that is this much, that in the world you should commit a sin. But when you committed the sin, you do not look after the sin, you rub the sin off while you turn it to Allah. In the world, when one is a person commit a sin and he sits with the sin. And one is a person commit a sin and he rubs the sin off, he says, turn to Allah straight away. That he makes for. There are difference of people too, but when he makes tawbah of that kind, Mahazrat. In other words, whenever he should commit a sin, he should make tawbah. Either with his tongue or with his heart, he makes tawbah. to meet with the tongue and to meet with the heart. The outcome of the Toba is that black spot which was in his heart. That black spot fades away. And we know the hadith of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when a person commits a sin, one black spot can fade. My dear friends, as long as you make Toba straight away, that it goes away straight. Your iman becomes strong again. But if you commit a sin and commit all the time, that black spot is increasing, Allah Mali Fatah. So once that increases the point where then khatam Allah ala qulubihim, then it should become most difficult for that person to move out anymore, that black spot cannot move. Sometimes it should become so difficult that it becomes that his iman goes away. So here Hazrat is saying so nicely that you went to Rabb. In the world the Farishta is saying you now come to your Rabb, as you come to the world you can be a Rabb too. How nice my Hazrat is showing us. Do not lose hope, but do not delay in Tawbah. Do not delay in Tawbah. You committed a sin, make Tawbah straight away. My Hazrat, you say, as long as you got breath, you got hope. As long as you got breath, you got. So how important it is that if you got this breath, make Tawbah khalas. So he has this saying that you make Tawbah straight away. And sometimes you just you not you only make it the tongue. You do not even make the tongue, you make it the heart. And sometimes with this but you know you make it the heart. You make Tawbah with the heart. So he came with that iman that is pure. When a person makes Tawbah with his heart, then do with his tongue. What happens there after he's pure? He is pure. His iman is pure. And that is what is wanted. Once the person makes Tawbah, the black spot goes away, it is pure. So to return to your Rabb. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah said, my love, Allah Ta'ala does not turn away from me, turn away from Allah. Allah Ta'ala does not turn away from us, we turn away from Allah Ta'ala. It's a very important statement this. He does not turn away from us, we turn away from Him. Now what do you expect Him to do to us then, if we have turned away from Him? After committing a sin, at least make Tawbah, Allah Ta'ala, they turn to Him. You turn to Him, He must turn to you. You turn to Him, He must turn to you. He must definitely turn. Sometimes a person does not have the opportunity to say it with the tongue also. Sometimes a person does not have the opportunity to make Tawbah with his tongue also. He does not have the opportunity with his hand also. Some people tell me, you know, Maulana, I'm so sick, I can't even lift my hand to make dua. I say, so what about it? Allah does not only look at your hand. Allah look at your heart. A person all his life be telling, you can't lift his hand up. One lady is always telling, I can't lift my hand up. So I say, what do you want? You make with your tongue, with your heart. That to Allah Ta'ala accepts straightly. So we must not lose hope that because I am weak now, I cannot lift my hand up and don't make dua. I mean, people thinking to make dua only with the hand is important. Making dua with your heart is most important. So as I say, this by the opportunity, he cannot even lift his hand up. But with the heart, very strongly he regrets. That regret he had. That strongly that he regrets for that sin he has committed. Allahu Akbar. You know, one person was had a very bad habit of committing zina. That's why, you know, you can't look down at anyone. Maulana, Allahu Akbar. And one day, you know, he went near a woman. And what happened to him was something else. A regret came in his heart so strongly that he made sure that he not go near her. And he was a person who was continuously going, a habitual fornicator. But a condition came into him at that time. Who can you look down at, my dear friend? Look down upon yourself. What kind of namaz you are reading? What a look at your own actions. This person, actually, you know, he got so disturbed. He disturbed that he know he looked at that person who should look at all the time, he looked at with hate. How that hate came into him all of a sudden? How that regret came into him all of a sudden? It's because he must be regretting for what he has done. The regret was there all the time. He may be doing, committing that act, but regretting, Ya Allah. And somehow that time was up for him, that so happened that immediately after, the regret came, the hate also came. Regret what? Hate. He did not lift his hand up. The regret was at heart. So when the regret of the heart, the hate came, and ultimately love of Allah came. Mm-hmm. Love of Allah Ta'ala came. Allah Ta'ala gives whoever He wants to give His love to. Yes, if you turn to Him, He must turn to you too. You must turn to Him. So this is what they say, Hazrat is saying, Sadiq means you must be so turned in, you must get nafs and mutma. Inna you know, that lawama and amara must not take you over, must not overtake you. In no way the nafs must overtake you. You must overtake the nafs and become mutma. Inna and completely at ease, no nafs. That is meant in the meaning of that you are in a battle all the time. Don't be under the impression, I said mutma, inna, minna, you sit down quietly. In other words, continuously you are fighting with the lawaman to that extent that you make it sure you not leave from mutmain at all. All the time you are. But the heart very strongly regrets. Mangya, work is done. When you regret, work is done, then Allah holds your hand. Allah Ta'ala holds it. So Mahadir said, when a mu'min gets sick, when a mu'min gets sick, listen to this very carefully. The sickness goes for a very long period. One is sickness for 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, you know. One is sickness for a long period of time. In that long period of time when he's sick, it so happens that death is in front of him. He's not dying. He's not dying. He's still alive. But death is in front of him 24 hours. What do you think is happening to that person? He only knows himself. He did not pass away. He knows death. But death is in front of him 24 hours because of the sickness that I'm now going to go. I'm now going to go. The Hazrat says, long. Yet death does not come in front of him. But death has come in his heart. The death has come into his heart. Now tell me that person experience. Hazrat is saying, tell me that person experience that kind of condition of. What do you think he must be doing at heart? Regret. Tawbah. Because he knows the Malakul Maut will come. When he's coming, he does not know, but the Maut is there in front of him. Now, because of this condition that long Allah has, you know, everything is a blessing. Some person, when a person is very, very sick, Allah Ta'ala knows why. Now, that person wants good health, Allah Ta'ala knows why he's not giving it. Now that person must not speak out of turn on him. He must not complain. He must not complain. He must be happy that Allah Ta'ala is keeping him in this condition. Many a people today you find that they begin to say, you know what, hey, I'm so sick and sick. How nice I could well. Right? But Allah Ta'ala knows why not keeping well too. Because the moment getting well, Khuda na kare guna mein mubtala ho. Khuda na kare is a Muslim also. So Allah Ta'ala knows what is. So this person when he's so long period is committing sick, very sick, the regret that he has that called Tawbah Isa. He has love, he's forgiven Allah. Now it's from his heart is sick. But there's no other way out, his heart is sick. So he is forgiven. And when he's forgiven, what he's been told? He's been told this but that your sin is forgiven, Allah is happy with you. You are happy Allah Ta'ala. What are we looking for? We are looking to searching for the pleasure of Allah. Remember one thing, everything that we do in this world, the only thing we are seeking for is the pleasure of Allah. If you got the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala in you, you got everything. Ya Allah, I'm happy with you. You are happy with me, I'm happy with you. So when a person continues to make it tawbah all the time, and Allah is happy with him, you like that. That kind of person then says, no, the Farista said from him. Now that you included in my special servants,
You are included in my special service.
Now just imagine that person just need Toba and Allah Ta'ala include in the special service. Special. Fadukhuli. Now the Jannat is prepared for you.
It was prepared for you, that was prepared that you can enter Jannat. In other words, the most important thing here is this matter, because continuously he made sure he brought himself into nafs mutma'inna, that committing sin but straightway to regret. The sin that whatever you commit, straightway begin to regret. That black spot was not increased. He's all the time making tawbah, all the time, ask for forgiveness. Sometimes with his mouth, sometimes with his tongue, sometimes with his heart only. But the regret becomes so strong to that extent that he gets nafs mutma'inna in him, that iman becomes so strong. And that person, then Allah Ta'ala, for the khuli fil jannah. It is prepared for you, and now you can enter. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. You know the Imam says, Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. Thumma istaqam. Allah says, Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. Say my Rabb. Thumma istaqam. Rabb, what is the meaning of Rabb? Rabb is a person that Allah who looks after us, who takes care of us, who feeds us, who looks after us, takes care of all of us. Now this is very important to understand that our Rabb is looking after us. Then why are we worried about it? We worried of things that we're not supposed to be. But Allah said, I took responsibility, I looked after you. Now you shouldn't worry, I don't know what's going to happen to me now. I'm going to get married tomorrow. You know, what's going to happen? That's in Allah's hands. Allah said, my hands. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. We say, Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, my Rabb. Thumma istaqamu. Then you are firm on that. Steadfastness. The moment you say you are Rabb, you are steadfast on nothing. That means you must be so firm, no one must shake you. No one must shake you. Why is it that after you say Rabb, then and still making the decision to God, they say, you, if someone is shaking, then look, who's going to look after me? Who's going to take care of me? Because you must know my Rabb, that in other words, you must know I am the cure. You don't commit any kind of shirk. You don't commit any kind of shirk. When the moment you say, Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, my Rabb is by Allah, who looks after me, who takes care of me, cures me, everything. In other words, you only look up towards Him and no one else. You do not commit any kind of shirk when He works. In other words, your ibadat also, my Allah is sufficient. Do not make namaz for anyone else. You make namaz for everyone else, you commit a shirk. You read Quran for everyone else, besides Allah, you commit a shirk. Any charity you've given, you give for Hajj, you commit a shirk, you make besides Allah Ta'ala. Thumma istaqamu idhan, you make for Allah Ta'ala. Thumma istaqamu. In that you be firm on it. Then you find that the Nazil alim alayhi, Allah takhaf Allah. And that kind of person, the time, and all the time, he's very firm in his istiqamah. And he makes this kind of thing. Allah takhaf Allah. Allah takhaf Allah Ta'ala. What are you fearing now? There's no fear, no sorrow, no grief now. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ The farishtas give you glad tidings. The farishtas give you glad tidings that Jannat is prepared for you now. You go inside. You are so firm. You made sure that you made me happy. You made sure that time when you committed sin, you made tawbah straight away. You made sure that whatever happened, if you did not commit the sin all the time. You made that effort all the time and you made tawbah all the time. This is a condition today that you are so firm in whatever you did. And the Farishta said, in a world where we were your friends and in the dunya and akhirah. Look what was glad tidings given for a person who made tawbah and become firm not to commit those sins again. And steadfast that Allah, the Farishta even given glad tidings that in the world where your friends and in akhirah. So this is istiqamah, as he says, that one has to understand that if you have istiqamah in you, firmness, that when you commit a sin, make tawbah. Don't regret. Regret must have. The regret must have. You cannot put your hand up, but regret at heart. So many people in this world, you don't know what them wrong they may be doing, but in the end the regret that had them, Allah forgive them. That's why they say you do not know who passed away with iman, who did not pass away with iman. You find a person crying, you know, is like fearing
Today, you know, when you see a person smiling and say, hey, mashallah, what can death have? How do you know? How do you know? Certain things only Allah knows, don't ask. Like when a person passes away, you say, hey, jannati. Why? Any Jibreel can tell you that? No one told it. That is in Allah's hands. That woman, she when she told Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to see my son in the world being martyred. She went and said, Jannat bar Mubarak. What do you think Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who knows? What do you say? Who knows? Only Allah knows it. So it's not our duty, but to think good of a Muslim is very important. When anyone passes away, must think good, inshallah, khuda kare, Allah ki jannat. But we have no right to say what we say now. So if you see a person smiling, because the time of death, shaitan also comes near a person. That's why they say you make dua Allah, save the time of shaitan at the time of death. Shaitan comes like a person is so much involved in the world, he likes money too much, then his money is coming from him. His money is coming. So he looks at that thing and he smiles and gets happy with that. Then the person got some bad habits in him. He's a womanizer or something. He's got a special contact with some wrong woman. Then that woman also comes in front of shaitan. So he looks at the Allahumma ni father come. Now that alhamdulillah, once you continue with the iman all the time, then we know all the things that at the time of death we will know exactly what to do. Look, we have been told all the things that in fact at the time of death Allah must protect us, but the most in the time of death, we know that Allah will be with us to protect our iman. We know that. So when you see a person smiling, you must not jump into conclusion, but you can't say, inshallah, Allah has good there. And then you find many times people say, you know, look at that person, man, look at him now. You know, he passed away in a fear. What's wrong? What happened to him now? He does not realize in that time, as I've seen the farishtas, he started crying and regretting for his sins. And at that time, Allah has forgiven. So we don't know who is who. We cannot know who. That is one thing hidden between him and Allah. But the good part of the majlis today is, Hazrat said, which you must remember this. And that is what? Nafs mutma'inna. A person who is a true, sincere, who follows his, does not follow his nafs in committing sins, because he is a nafs mutma'inna. And nafs mutma'inna, Allah Ta'ala says that that person has got kamil iman to doubt iman. So that person has the knowledge of doubt iman. May dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala. Sabu nafs mutma'inna nasi tamam. Bahu da'u alhamdulillah. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم صلى الله تعالى على